either dancing or you're crying. You're either laughing or you're crying, because we have literally got a week until Christmas. We start broadcasting a week to the day before it's Christmas Day. Are you stressing? Are you running around trying to do last minute shopping? What are you doing? Sit down. Sit down. Or stand up first, dance, and then sit down. Women with Dreams. Tonight the world is ours. Come on, sit down. That girl talk we're gonna have, because honestly, it was so nice for me to be the girl bringing the men together under the umbrella of Unfiltered. Jenny Russell, welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station. We literally cover every aspect of health and vitality. We are on podcast, we are on Alexa, we are on iOS, we are on Android. How you doing? How are you doing? No matter what is happening, I really hope that you remember, like me, you are blessed and highly favored, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to somebody's prayer. Dancing, dancing, two or three bottles of wine. I know I can't sing, but I can't help it. I still love this record. Girl talk, girl talk, girl talk, my girls and I. One or two or three bottles of wine. Oh. Get a golden buzzer. What do you mean? What do you mean? I don't get a golden buzzer. Listen, I want to share. Last weekend, Unfiltered present Men's Health, how to live life better without relying on medication. Now, I had two really powerful speakers, and in fact, I had an impromptu guest as well that shared on Zoom. And so I just want to first of all say thank you to all of those who attended in person, and for my wonderful Quincy the comedian, we call him the Cockney Prince, for actually coming online and opening up himself so beautifully to let men realise, you know, the vulnerability and the struggles that people have. And I just want to acknowledge the courage it takes to show up for uncomfortable conversations. Because this was really amazing, right? And I think, you know, there's like two or three key examples. For example, you know, health is not just physical. It's emotional, it's relational, it's energetic, it's spiritual. But it actually is in your hands. When Norman Thomas shared, when he shared how he turned his back on the medical profession and how he came out of the hospital against doctors' advice, and went and looked for his own way to heal his chronic kidney disease. He saved himself from dialysis and reversed it in a matter of days. And I say that one of his key tips is that, you know, the autonomy is in your hands. And what's really interesting, if you think about it, is that you actually have more control than you realize when the awareness is there. And that's what Unfiltered is about. It's about raising the awareness around whether it's feminine energy, about what, how you can take that control. And whilst it was a men's health event, many of the things we spoke about were universal. So the women that were there were just as blessed. They were blessed because high blood pressure, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, cardiovascular health, and even cancers. these things do not align themselves only to men. They affect men and women. But how men see it, how men talk about it, how men deal with it is what's really important. Silence around the body costs us more than the discomfort ever will. We really need to move away from allowing the sickness to be the biggest motivator to wellness. And allowing the fact that you can just be well because you can to be the motivator. To not just be well because you can, but to maintain that wellness. And what's really beautiful is this, because when women and men feel informed, they feel empowered. A man that knows that his woman understands the struggles that he has, she can ask informed questions. If he cannot articulate that really well, because she understands it, she can start the conversation. It can remove so much. It can save so many relationships. And that's what we need to get to. What Unfiltered does is it reminds us, it reminds you that help doesn't begin in the hospital. Autonomy belongs to you and it doesn't require permission. It begins in awareness. But it begins in a choice as well. Once you're aware, you can make informed choices. And that's the difference. And once you can make the informed choices, the outcomes become amazing. And so that's what's really, really beautiful. So we had an amazing time. We had a great share. And what was really lovely, I carried my Swiss ball now. I carried two dowel rods so I could do this work with the dowel rods. One is just under 8 foot. And one is 5 foot. So I've got a mini convertible. I had to put the back seats down. I had to lift the roof up from the back to get this 8 foot stick into my car, right? Literally get it in there. Then when I got on the Victoria line, I went through the double doors, but still I had to angle the stick and I got on and everyone's looking at me like, what is she carrying? But then I changed over one stop later at Finsbury Park and got on the Piccadilly line. Who told me to try and get this 8 foot stick through the single door? So I'm going through the door. I'm hitting this lady's foot. I'm apologising. I'm trying to get the stick in. I'm realising I'm making a mess of this. And then the beeping starts to go for the doors to shut. And I panic. And I'm like, I need to get this stick on the train. And this man and woman just grabbed the stick and just kind of pulled it and twisted it around. And I got it on. I was like, oh my gosh. It was so stressful. And the train got more and more packed. And people were having to lean backwards and... When I got to Leicester Square, I'm like, I need to get this stick off the train. You need to make space. Anyway, I shan't be doing that again. But it was really good. The guys were really good. They took part. And I was able to show them really how a big ball full of air, 65 centimetres in diameter, and two sticks can really, really, really show them just how strong and stable they are. So that was a real bit of fun as well. But that was Unfiltered and I loved it. And Quincy the comedian, I can only say thank you for coming on and for actually, you know, allowing yourself to be so vulnerable. And one of the things that he mentioned is so true. He's a comedian. He does these great shows, but he's struggling mentally and emotionally with some challenges that many of us struggle with, you know, and it was started for him at the age of 25 when he lost his partner at the age of 23 and became a parent. On his own, navigating the world then. And that this is like 30 years ago, right? So we look at these things. But sometimes we have to, and then he developed diabetes, but he said he realized, you know, he thought he'd reversed it, but it just parks itself. But life's challenges brings these things back up and brings them back out. And that's what we're not really realizing. And when you try to go and share that stuff, because he's an entertainer, people want to be entertained by him. They don't want to be informed. But he wants to use the entertainment to inform people. But there is a platform to speak that men need to open up. There's a great reggae record years ago, and it's called Men Cry Too, right? And that's what we need to understand. Men cry too. But if they don't feel they can be heard or they can't be listened to, women have needs. They feel that they're partners aren't speaking up, and if they've got prostate-related issues and they start withholding the intimacy, that also, there was another song, TLC, that's where my Crazy Sexy Cool comes from, by the way, and they sung about creep, so they creep, right? keeping it on the down low. And the difference is, this is what we accuse men of doing. But we all have that need to be connected. Connections is so important. It means so much more than just me seeing you. And that's what we're not realizing. But if we're able to connect with each other, if we're able to come together, if we're able to encourage each other in a way that lifts us up, we really are blessed by it. But you know, I like my acronyms and my acrostics. And so for me, I shared it in a group that I'm in earlier on today. And I said, there is so much more to connection than we think. And I hope that this inspires someone in this group. So I hope when I share this now, before we move on, that it inspires somebody here as well. So the C is co-regulation over control. The O is oxytocin, which beats outcomes. The first N is nourishment beyond food. The second N is neural resilience grows in relationship. The E is emotions expressed don't become illness. That E is so important. Emotions expressed do not become illness. That's such an important statement. The C, cells thrive in coherence when they're working together. T, trust compounds over time. So it builds up its interest, right? I, integrity over extraction. The O, oxidative stress drops with belonging. And the last N is nervous system safety equals sustainable success. So profit without connection extracts. If we're looking at what we can get, all we're just taking. But connection creates wealth that doesn't cost you areas of your health. And that's what's really, really important. Once we understand it doesn't have to cost us our health, we can build something sustainable. Let's play a break and then let's talk Christmas.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we are back. 1 week before Christmas, right? And for me, this is really important because we're thinking about the Christmas tree, we're thinking about the decorations, we're thinking about the cake, we're thinking about the turkey, we're thinking about the drinks, we're thinking about the mince pies, we're thinking about the brandy cream, we're thinking about who's coming round, who's not coming round, how we're going to get here, what present did I forget, what am I going to get? We're thinking about all of these things. But what Christmas really does is what it does is it amplifies overgiving, overeating, overworking, and overperforming. So health becomes something we promise ourselves later, because we've got to get ready to overgive, overeat, overwork, and overperform. So this is when, here's the thing, right? This is when the stress hormones peak, when symptoms that we have that we've been suppressing get worse, and when emotional fatigue surfaces. It's in this time that these things begin to happen. So, you know, health is not something that you lose suddenly. It's something that just leaks quietly, and it leaks through. It's unintentional, but literally we neglect our health. It's through obligation for things that affect our health, and through the silence around our health. Because how do we let somebody know we can't do what we need to do when the expectation is so great on our shoulders? This whole thing whereby people come to your house for Christmas. So when they come to your house for Christmas, they have an expectation. You're the one that does the hosting. You're the one that does the entertaining. So you have to make sure you don't want people in your house. My house isn't clean. That means you may actually give yourself extra costs for a cleaner, or I don't know, all these extra things you do to ensure that the experience they have in your house, there's nothing left to chance so that nobody can talk negative around anything you do. But that just means that you're up later. You're working longer. You're working harder. Your stress levels are up. You're sleeping less. So the impact on your health becomes much greater. And we don't really know where to turn to, what to do. How can we channel this? How can we turn this around? How can we do things well, right? But this is what I want you to remember. Health is not an expense. It's a value-added capital, right? So for me, as I mentioned, I have the physical pension plan investment program because your body is your business. So I say make it a business worth investing in. You want people to invest in you when they give you a job. They're investing in your skills, your talents. In return for the productivity you give to them to invest into their company and build their profits, they give you a portion of that. It's called your wages. Which part of that investment? Because you are the investment. So where do you fit in? This is what we need to recognize. So we need to try and look at what it's really costing us if we were to really explore the cost of waiting, the cost of pushing that to one side, the cost of, as Quincy said, parking sickness that you thought you overcame. So we've got waiting lists. What is it costing you whilst you wait? I saw on the news earlier on today a lady that could not get NHS dentistry help. I'm not sure how much it would have cost to have extractions done privately, but that was not a consideration that she could have, or it wasn't mentioned. So she extracted her teeth herself. I couldn't even begin to imagine doing that. But the pain, the increased instance of infection, you know, there's so much more. The teeth, your lower jaw plays a massive role in stability of your whole body. The lower jaw is a floating jaw, the temporal mandibular jaw, that floating jaw, the lower jaw, plays a massive role, not just in the shape and function of your face, but also your eyes, your inner ear, and your jaw, and their level on the horizon. This is very important. The cost of waiting for permission. Because when all hell else fails, as I mentioned this lady here, because she gave herself permission to remove her teeth, now, that's quite extreme. But you do have the right to heal yourself. It's not that you have the right to heal yourself. Your body has the innate ability to heal itself. So you have the right to explore that ability. And many times you can explore something whilst talking to the medical professions, and they may just as easily tell you that it's going to come back. I've heard that being said, don't worry, it will come back. You don't need validation. You have the validation. It's called your health, your body. So you don't need someone to tell you that. You have to get over the myth that the medicine is the only voice. the power of having another voice besides the medical one, your voice. The education, the embodiment, the prevention, and the intuition. That voice, don't silence it. Don't silence it. In fact, explore it and use it. This is what was shared on Saturday. And it was so powerful. What I want you to remember is, autonomy does not mean rejecting medicine. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying to turn your back on medicine. Autonomy does not mean rejecting medicine. It just means you're not outsourcing responsibility for your body. There's a difference. So I'll say it one more time. Autonomy does not mean rejecting medicine, neglecting medicine, but it does mean you don't have to outsource all of your responsibility for your body to somebody else. They can advise you on what you do, but you don't have to allow them to think for you. What they can't do for you is breathe for you, poo for you, wee for you, sleep for you, move for you. They can advise you. Since you have these responsibilities, look at ways in which you can optimize all of these and the things that you do or may not be doing that affect all of these. That's how you keep that autonomy for yourself. And it's just absolutely amazing. So Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. The geese are getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. Yeah? If you haven't a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't a halfpenny, then God bless you. Remember, there are so many different ways to give. I think the most important message we need to remember as we end 2025 and we look at the energy of 9, 2, 2 and 5, completion and reckoning, we need to be able to look at it neurologically and energetically that 2025, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 5 equals 9. And that represents completion, closure, truth, and letting go of identities that no longer fit. So 2025 has been a year of exposure in many different ways, right? Emotional fatigue, system strain, and people questioning, is this really the life I'm meant to live? And through the astro-energetic lens, which is about accessibility, 9 years asks us to finish cycles, not false beginnings. So that's why many feel they feel tired, but they're awake. They feel successful, but they feel unfulfilled. So 2025 wasn't meant for us to build more, but it was meant for us to reveal what must end. So what is it in your life that you need to move away from and change? Because another global 9 years won't happen again, won't return until 2034 before the next global, yeah? 3, 4, and 2, 9. And that means this level of collective reckoning is rare, but we can change all of that. We can move past that just by understanding where we are in time, what it means astrologically, what it means numerically or numerologically or energetically. Let's just understand where we find ourselves and then we can lift ourselves out, we can lift ourselves up, and we can actually say, right, now I recognize what this energy and this cycle is and why I feel this way. I can make changes. I can make changes because 2, 2, and 6, yeah? 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 6. What does that stand for? That is going to be the year of choice, union, and responsibility. Let's play a trail. Let's chat about that quickly. And then I want to actually, before I do that, I think what we should do, play a trail. And I've got an interview I want to play. Just on Imogen Watson, we talked about the prehabilitation for cancer. So I think I want to put it in the middle of the show and end really positively with what the year of choice, union, and responsibility can really do for us as people as we come towards the end of the year and how you can start 2026, starting with self, she comes first, going through the cycle of the 15 steps on the health wheel and returning to self, because 15 is also the number for accountability.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Today, I am blessed to be speaking with Imogen Watson, registered dietitian, and we are going to be speaking about cancer patients who feel unprepared for life between diagnosis and treatments. This is after a study has shown that 1 in 4 cancer patients in Britain feel nothing could have prepared them for the difficult period between diagnosis and treatment, and that for many patients, as we know, a cancer diagnosis is like preparing to go into battle, especially if they're having treatment for the first time. So nearly half feel anxious, well, almost 90% reported feeling that they weren't in control of their life. And I think this is going to be a very interesting conversation. So this research was commissioned by global healthcare company Abbott, and it's revealed that 56% have never heard of prehabilitation. We are speaking prehabilitation, a term that means getting physically and mentally ready for cancer treatment before it starts. So Imogen, welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Hello, Jenny. Thank you for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. So this is quite a big study, and I'm glad it's been done, actually, because I feel that a lot of people, you know, in the past have missed out because they get that diagnosis and then they kind of walk away. It's like, you know, they don't know what to do with themselves or where to put themselves or who to turn to. And it's kind of that moment between diagnosis, treatment, and you've got this emotional, physical and metabolic bank account that sort of says, you know, whether we're switched on enough, that kind of determines the strength of our recovery. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. And I think the reason why Abbott wanted to undertake the survey in the first place was to really understand those challenges, as you've rightly mentioned, because it can be such a time of anxiety, really high anxiety, for the person themselves and also for the family. So I'll say I can share from personal experience. My own uncle got diagnosed with colon cancer this year. I'm glad to say he's on the right tracks. Amen. And he's been through his treatment, but I just know from, you know, that experience how it can just it's a life-changing diagnosis, isn't it? It changes your, it rocks your world and those around you. So I think what we have realized from this survey that the waiting time or average waiting time between diagnosis and treatment is about 3 weeks. And I think the good news is that studies have shown that as little as 2 weeks of something called prehabilitation or prehab can absolutely make a difference in terms of getting you through that, you know, strong enough to get through that treatment onto a quicker and better recovery. So there is a real opportunity, I think, there.
Fantastic. It's funny because, you know, people say it can take 21 days to change a habit. So a lot can be done in those 21 days. And like you said, I think if you're waiting, if you've been told you have cancer here, and you've got 21 days before you begin treatment, mentally and emotionally, you know, your emotions, your thoughts, kind of your breath changes, your sleep, all of those things become dysregulated. And then they're all the tools that you need to keep the nervous system where it needs to be so that the fear doesn't take over and the body doesn't go into further fight flight. So this is an opportunity to probably help people to understand how to stabilize their nervous system before they go into treatment, so that they're not going into treatment in deficit because they've already got something that's challenging them. If they mentally, emotionally hold the breath and they actually accelerate the cancer itself.
I take it, and I think this is, like you said, it's, I think going for small goals is really important, and achievable goals helps. I think this is where our loved ones can come in and really help support as well. And I think you're right. I think I like to liken, you know, preparing for cancer treatment is, it's like preparing for a big race, and you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't do a big race or a marathon without training. So to me, prehab is the training, and nutrition is the fuel as part of that training to really optimize your physical self and your mental health for the treatment ahead.
Yeah, it's like the cancer makes you feel powerless, but the prehabilitation allows you to get your power back.
Take back that control, absolutely.
So, I mean, I think, you know, this is, I mean, like I said, this is a great conversation, but I think the other part of the conversation that needs to be had, you just mentioned it a moment ago, is around family and friends, because it's really quite interesting when people are diagnosed. We're not trained to know how to respond. So when we hear it, we go into, oh, I'm really sorry. Oh, how? And then we start to ask them, how do you feel? Which I think we ask really strange questions that actually heightens their fear. But the fear's on our face. Or, you know, I know a friend of mine that was diagnosed recently, and when her friends saw her, they just burst into tears. I think that's a whole nother part of prehabilitation that needs to also go to the family and friends. It's like, you know, you need to be there to encourage them that they can survive this and get through this, as opposed to, you know, when you turn up and, oh my God, you're like putting nails in their coffin before they even had their first treatment. So how
Oh
do
my
we
gosh,
help?
that anxiety burden, doesn't it? I think you're absolutely right. And I think, yeah, we're not, no one's trained to, you know, as family and friends, we're, you know, we don't have any training to how to support people. And I think that's partly why Abbott wanted, you know, wanted to help, and produce some guidance, working with experts, some guidance to that's available for people with cancer themselves, but also loved ones to, so they can support that person. So we did produce a guide. It's available. It's a downloadable guide available at prehabmethod.com. Some really, it really explains what prehab is, the benefits, and also some really practical hints and tips about how you can incorporate prehab into your life.
Fantastic. So I think it's time for you to tell us, you know, a few of those hints and tips.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, like I said, it's a three-pronged approach. So we're thinking about your mental health, and that could be things like building in mindfulness, meditation, yoga, anything that helps you just have that mental clarity or support. Talking to people, I think, is so important. So many people feel isolated. They you know they stop talking. They don't want to burden other people. But so I'd really encourage people to, you know, find someone, that person to talk to, whether it's family, friends, healthcare professional. There's someone out there for everybody. In terms of activity, I think you can. Again, it's not pounding the gym every single day. You don't have to, you know, be down the gym 8 hours every day or anything like that. I think, again, it's building it into your everyday life. It's taking the stairs instead of getting into the lift. It's walking to the shops instead of getting the bus. You know, you can build it in those ways. And then just thinking about your nutrition. And we're looking for a nice varied balanced diet. So I always think, eat a rainbow. You're looking to eat fruit and veg of all sorts of different colors to really get those different vitamins and minerals that you need, aiming for your five portions a day where you can. Think about your protein. Protein supports our muscles, which supports our strength, which is what we need to get through our treatments and recover well. So trying to incorporate protein into every meal and maybe some high protein snacks be useful. And think about hydration. I would say we
Yeah,
can,
big time.
Yeah, especially in the winter months, I think we don't necessarily think so much to keep up with the hydration. So aiming for that 6 to 8 cups a day as a baseline can really help just keep you well hydrated.
Mm. I think it's, I mean, they're really, really good points. I suppose really for people, they need to understand that, you know, food, that you said food, movement is medicine, food is medicine. So, you know, kind of understanding what foods to eat is really, really important at this point here. And even when you talk about hydration, there's structured water foods that they can have as well that would actually help to hydrate them as well. So making sure those are into your nutrition, because understanding that you don't want to increase inflammation in the body any further than it's there already, but you do want to try and balance your hormones. If you don't balance your hormones, you don't have health. So it's really understanding that there's a combination of, as you said, your thoughts, you know, your breath, your hydration, your sleep. That's the first four principles of health. So you try to balance those thoughts because of the emotional response and the hormones that you'll call upon based on every thought you have. You try to ensure that you're breathing deep so that you're actually helping to, first of all, that's how the breath carries the nutrients to the area and removes the waste, so that you're not allowing the body to become more acidic than it is in the next instance. And that also, you understand the importance of sleep for recovery and restoration and repair. I think a lot of the times, of course, I always say that when you're in the hospital, I think the hardest part is between 8 p.m. and 2 p.m. the next afternoon, when you've been given that diagnosis and you're left in the hospital for that period of time with all those noises and lights going and people running around and people screaming and crying. And you're there sort of thinking, I've got cancer, I'm going to die. And you're just going around with that thought in your head. So being able, it's not easy in hospital at all, you know, so being able to change the way in which you think and realizing that actually, you know, my body is fearfully and wonderfully made. My body can heal and repair, but it will always start with my thought process, my emotional response, and then what my body does in its internal world. We can't see what goes on inside, but we can actually influence it. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think they're interlinked, aren't they? Because a lot of people say when they, you know, they do exercise, actually they feel their mental health is better. Mm. And good nutrition and exercise can really help support your strength, like symbiotically. So I think they are definitely all interlinked, as you say.
Well, definitely, because the whole body is. I always say to my friends when I say, like, oh, my knee's hurting me, I'm going to go to the physio, I'm just going to get my knee sorted. So I'm like, great, fantastic. So let me know that the knees went and the rest of the body stayed behind. It's impossible. And I think this is the thing now, really, and this is why I was so happy to do this talk with you this morning. It's because we're finally bringing the whole body together and realizing that if we want people to heal from things like cancer, we have to look at everything. We have to look at their connections, their social connections. We have to look at their thoughts. But it starts with self. So I do this 60-day journey, She Comes First. And every letter of that She Comes First stands for an area or a principle of health. But it starts with S, with self. So it's self, self-love, self-care, self-awareness. So it starts there, and you go around this whole journey for hormones, emotions, connections, oxygen, movements that matter, exercise, sleep, food, intimate health, rehydration, spirituality, sunlight, and thoughts. So you kind of start with self, you go through the cycle, and you complete the cycle coming back to self. And literally, this is what this is. Any journey of sickness or wellness, you know, emotional, hormonal, otherwise, will always start with self. And it's not about, it gives you an opportunity to look into yourself and go, okay, maybe I've been driving this part of the train really hard, but I've neglected this bit. And so when you go through all the steps, like a wheel on a bicycle, the spokes, you realize actually that one's a bit bent, that one's broken. That's why my ride is a bit uncomfortable. But it gives everyone an opportunity to go, okay, I understand this. And as you mentioned, you don't have to go to the gym and do, you know, 8 hours. But when you're in that position there where you have something like cancer, you want to be doing much more like Tai Chi, Qigong, you know, maybe yoga, some Pilates, things that we call working in exercises that tell the body it's safe. You don't want to be going to the gym and doing a HIIT class, because that's even more stress on the body. When the body's stressed and it's preparing for treatment, it's going to create more stress. You've got to make sure you understand walking is great for you. You know, breath work is really good for you. Those mindful movements that just tell the body it's safe and keep it fluid and flexible and just create, you know, helps you to improve the way in which you breathe, will help you to improve the way in which you recover.
Absolutely. I love your analogy, by the way, of the spokes on a wheel. That's really, really powerfully visual. I totally agree. They are all interconnected. And I think the guidance around exercise is, like you say, that sort of moderate, that brisk walking, that cycling, that swimming, but then also building in those strength exercises like your yoga, like your Pilates as well. So another combination.
So where can people go to get more movement?
Absolutely. So prehabmethod.com is where you can go to download a guide, which, like I said, explains about what prehab is, the benefits, and some really lovely practical hints and tips about how you can incorporate all those core pillars into your everyday to really prepare you as best as possible for the treatment ahead and recovery.
Fantastic. I've just got a little frame of your, because I did a little bit of preparation for this. So this is what I said. I said it's the Abbott's free method is brilliant. It's fantastic. I believe that what it needs, that little tiny piece that's missing, this is me just being naughty, right? The connection between the emotional body. I'm a pelvic floor queen, so I always understand it's a foundation of health. That's what we look all our fight, flight, freeze, the breath and the nervous system, right? So it's like, it's great because your method helps them prepare for the self, prepare the breath, prepare the emotions, prepare the relationships, and prepare them, the nervous system, to withstand the storm. So you can stick that on your method if you want.
we love a bit of feedback. So thank you so much.
No, it's really good. It's really, really good. And I'm glad it's there for people to be able to use and to utilize. And I hope people then move into it. And my last bit of takeaways, which is the bit I said to you, I think you can add into it more work for you. I'm so sorry. You know, when we find out that someone's been given that diagnosis, kind of let's not cry our eyes out when we see them. Let's not write them off. Like, you know, that's it, the end of it. It's like, okay, fine. You know, and I think also rather than asking them, how can I help you? Just do some research for yourself. Okay, fine. I'm going to come and take you for a walk. I'm going to come and cook you something. I'm going to do it. So I don't give you another job to do. I'm going to do something for you. That's support. But if I say to you, how can I help you? I'm making you think about something else. Let me come and say, you know what, we're going out for a walk.
Take a bit of control and yeah. No, I'd love that. It's a great message.
Thank you so much, Imogen. And keep that fantastic work up. It's absolutely brilliant. Wasn't that a wonderful interview? I hope that really does help somebody because, I mean, you know, this falls in line with everything we shared. Like I said, you know, cancer is universal, diabetes is universal, all of these things are universal. There is prehabilitation for every disease. It's called understanding ourselves and being able to recognize there are things we can do. So beautifully shared. Imagine if we took much more autonomy over our health and place more value in it rather than just taking it for granted. We may actually find ourselves in a position where we don't have to prepare for surgery at all. So I'm going to finish this show with something really positive and upbeat, and I really hope you found this show really uplifting. Remember, you can find me at Pelvic Secrets on TikTok and very rarely on X button there, and on Instagram, Jenny, J-E-N-N-I, Juliet Echo November, November India, Russell, Romeo Uniform, Sierra, Sierra Echo Lima Lima, Jenny Russell on LinkedIn, and also on Facebook. I'm also Pelvic Floor Secrets on Facebook. You can email me pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. I'm there. And, you know, I'd love to have a conversation. If you'd like to be able to book a discovery call with me, feel free. There's quite a lot of things. We've also got a Christmas. Listen, I forgot my Christmas Day class. Christmas Day class, 8 o'clock in the morning. If you are interested, find me on social media. The link will be on my Instagram. I'll put it on there be on there tomorrow before you even hear the show. You can click on the link and you can join the Christmas Day class, 8 o'clock in the morning. just a little £10 in the comfort of your own home. It will be phenomenal. Now, I want to finish the show with us preparing, getting ready for 2026. 2 + 0 + 2 + 6, 10. The year of choice, union and responsibility. And for me, this is great because it's really, this is a year of hope. It's a year of visionary. It's a year of activation. And literally, it's like the double two, right? Relationships, two are better than one. Threefold cord is not easily broken. Cooperation, co-op, more than one, two. Alignment, self-trust versus self-abandonment. So 2026 is going to ask you, who are you in relationship with yourself? And when it comes to she comes first, we look at self first, the she. Self, hormones, emotions, because that literally is what makes us up. And that self is a triangle in its own right. It is self-love, self-care, and self-awareness. Everything starts with self. You go around and it starts at the number three. So three is completion, self-love, self-care, self-awareness. And that's like the trilogy as well. You start with self, you go around from the masculine side, come into feminine energy and back around again. And you return to self once again. Everything starts with you and it comes around in a full cycle back to you. So you go from self-love to self-care to self-awareness into hormonal harmony and emotional empowerment. That's your foundation on which your connections, your oxygen, the movements that matter, exercise, sleep, food, intimate health, rehydration, spirituality stroke sunlight and thoughts is built on. So once you go around this health wheel, 15 spokes on your bicycle wheel, which spokes are bent, which spokes need working on, which spokes need straightening, you start to dig into who you are. You find out your archetype based on your past. And your past may be, for example, patterns, actions, stories and truths. You find out what really shapes the person you identify as self with today. But then you find out about your boundaries, your beast, your maybe your boundaries, your energies, your actions, your strength, your transformation. It's really quite a deep program, and it's a lovely program because it's reintroducing you to you. 13 letters, she comes first. That is around transformation and change. But 15 steps is around accountability and responsibility. And 16 is new beginnings. It's amazing, right? So the double two, as I said, is relationships, cooperation, alignment, self-trust versus self-abandonment. Six is responsibility, home. So returning to self, even in our bodies, our home, body, health, service, care. So the six is responsibility, home, body, health, service, and care. And together, 226 is conscious relationships plus embodied responsibility. Healing through choice, not crisis. And so 2026 rewards those who stop waiting to be saved and start choosing to be stewarded. How powerful is that? We have an opportunity to stop waiting to be saved and we can start waiting to be stewarded. And that's what makes it really beautiful. So self first, right? So most of the time when we look at self first, we see it as selfish, indulgent, ego-led. But actually, self is a state, as a conscious state. And so the condition or the definition of the self that embodies she comes first is not the conditioned self, not the one that says you can't do, you can do, born of the environment you grew up in and what the outside world, school, work, systems, people tell you is who you are. It's not the version shaped by survival or expectation or performance, but it's the true self beneath all those coping mechanisms that you've developed from birth. And so from the 12th of January, you have an opportunity to take a structured dive, an exploration. It's not fixing. It's online. You have an opportunity to turn up for the first 2 months of this year to start the year strong. It's an exploration as opposed to fixing. It's awareness before action. Like I said, it's quite interesting that you really realise, right, that you have more control than you realise once you are aware. Then you can start to plan, you can start to write down more, you can manage things better because now you can build and establish a solid foundation that allows you to understand how you're going to live and what you're going to do, budget your time, plan yourself better, save energy, spend time with in the right places. You can discover what's draining you, what fuels you, and what your body has been communicating for years. And so that when you meet your true self, purpose doesn't need chasing. It just emerges. So I just want to finish with an opportunity for you to take a pause, take a breath, and ask yourself these three questions. Or answer these three questions. What would change if I stopped waiting for permission to care for myself? What would change if I stopped waiting for permission to care for myself? What if next year, 2026, wasn't about becoming more, but becoming truer? And what if health wasn't about fixing, but about finally listening? I've run over time. I just want you to know that 2026 doesn't need a new you. It just needs the honest one. So, remember, at Pelvic Secrets, Instagram, TikTok, and X, Jenny Russell on Facebook and LinkedIn, or Pelvic Floor Secrets on Facebook. You can also find me, jennyrussell.com. And there will be a special offer if you want to take up the 60-day challenge early bird. And also email me pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. But until Christmas Day in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay safe, and stay stress-free. Love life.